With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC. And now a word from our sponsors at Betterment. If you're listening to my show, you're looking for tips on how to work smarter, not harder. And let's be real, you're already working hard to earn your money, but how do you make sure that your money is working hard for you? Here's how. With a Betterment automated investment and savings app, your money will go to work. They've got technology that will provide you with advanced tools, and they're built to help maximize your returns, not to mention your time. They have expert-built portfolios of low-cost exchange-traded funds. You know I love those exchange-traded funds. There's automated investing technology, and as part of that, automated rebalancing. Many of you have been asking about rebalancing, and it sort of feels like a hard thing to do on your own. With Betterment, easy peasy. They do it for you. Visit Betterment.com to get started. Learn more about high-yield cash accounts at Betterment.com. Investing involves risk. Performance is not guaranteed. Cash reserve offered through Betterment LLC and Betterment Securities. Betterment is not a bank. Welcome to the Jill on Money podcast. It is Monday, January 3rd, 2022. Yep, it happened. We have a new year. Thank goodness. Let's put that old year to rest. I think 2020 and 2021, we're just going to say, we'll make it one long bad year and we can forget about it. It's like the queen. It's the annus horribilis for the world because of what we've all just gone through. Hopefully, the worst is behind us. And now we can just really hyper-focus on making the next best financial move in our lives. We'll do it together. It'll be easy. Remember, this is the program where it doesn't matter how much money you have, how much, how little, doesn't matter. We are not judging you. We are just trying to help you take the next best step for you. Doesn't have to be compared to anyone else, just what's for you. And I can't emphasize that enough because so often we are comparing ourselves to maybe other family members or maybe our parents, whatever it is, you got to forget about that. We have to get to where you need to go. And if you want help doing that, just go to the website, jillonmoney.com, click the contact button, and we'll be here for you. Tell us what's on your mind. Don't forget to let us know if you'd like to join us on the air live. That's what Mark is there for. He helps facilitate all this stuff. He makes everything run much better. So jillonmoney.com, click the contact button. Today, we are talking to Jed in South Dakota, and he says he's trying to make up for lost time. So Jed, what can we do for you?
Because I'm in the medical field, I graduated kind of right at 30, so I'm going to say at 34, I'm new to the investing world and really trying to make up for lost time, as you could say, for not doing a lot in my 20s.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been looking into some options of how to invest our money. And right now, I have a 403B that I'm maxing out each year. I have a 457 that I'm maxing out each year. Mm-hmm. Right now, between the two accounts, they're worth about 190.
Great. That's fantastic. Okay, keep going. So you're 34, and what did you say spouse was?
She is 34.
Okay,
as
both.
Of today.
Okay, got it. As of today?
Yeah.
You're calling on her birthday? All right, let's give her a financial gift. Let's keep going. All right, so tell us what else you're doing.
So we are also, and this is pretty new, but we just started maxing out our Roth IRAs. My wife has about $25,000 in hers, and really, this will be the first year that I'm able to maximize mine.
Great. You're putting away a lot of money. So how much do you guys each make?
My wife stays at home with our kids, and my gross salary is $190,000.
All right, you're doing an awesome job already. So what else is going on?
So the big question I call about is, because we were looking at, like I said, we'd like to have the option to retire at 55, so we know we have to be aggressive if mm-hmm. we want that to actually happen.
Mm-hmm.
And when we sat down with some financial planners, or they kind of looked at our finances and gave us some options, one of the options that they recommended was a LIRP, or the Life Insurance Retirement Plan, with mm-hmm. a variable universal life.
Hate it. Keep going.
That's what I've always understood, but obviously they are able to make it sound like a good idea. So that was one of my big questions today.
Yeah. Okay. So, all right. I already gave you the hate it. What else did they tell you to do?
So the other, they gave us three plans. One was continue as you are. They said the downside to that is looking forward, as long as you understand that you're going to be responsible for a large tax burden and we don't know where tax rates are going to go.
Mm-hmm.
The second plan involved the life insurance option.
Mm-hmm.
And the third plan just kind of looked at maybe doing more of your own investing in a personal account so that you have more liquidity,
mm-hmm.
and maybe looking at more backdoor Roth options to try and get some of your money out of a taxable income for when you retire.
Right now, out of the 190, how much more free cash flow do you have? In other words, how much more would you think you could invest?
It will change because right now I'm looking, because of my job, I'm able to do some 1099 work contracting on the side.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be variable year to year. But we do think up to another, on a good year, $10,000 that we could potentially invest.
On the 403B or the 457, is there a matching component from your employer?
5% for the 403B.
Okay, great. Perfect. Jed, when someone presents something and it sounds too good to be true, it usually is. And I get the whole life insurance as supplemental retirement, but I don't think that that is the smartest way for you to do it. I think that you're doing a fantastic job. You're putting away 50 grand a year, that's basically just earmarked for retirement. It is true that you will have a tax liability when you retire. But right now, you are using a very tax-efficient way to invest, right? You're basically saying, I'm putting this money away, I'm getting the money to work for me. If you have surplus income, what I would do is I would just establish a plain old, really boring general investment account. It will be taxable, but you know what? Your tax bracket is not so bad because, right now you're putting away $38,000 a year pre-tax, and that's dropping your burden down. Do you feel like you're paying a lot in taxes right now or not?
No, I actually think we are very tax efficient with all the deductions and things that we're able to claim right now.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, you fall down into the 22% tax bracket, which is amazing. So, I mean, I think it's great you're using the Roth. I think that you could be basically putting, if you had that moonlighting income, right, that 1099 income, if you just said, you know what, every time we get that, let's put that into a general investment account, that will supplement your retirement. And, you will need to have money that's set aside. I don't know if at age 55 you are actually going to retire. You said you would want the opportunity to. I don't know if you would maybe be able to just cut down on your time. Then you wouldn't be moonlighting, obviously. You know what I mean? Like 20 years of like kicking butt, but then maybe another 5 years of just sort of working when you want, as opposed to saying I have to be there working all these hours, right? And then I think you're going to be in great shape. I really don't see life insurance in general. If you said to me, I'm making $500,000, I'm putting all this money away pre-tax, I want to come up with a really different kind of tax-efficient way to invest, I think that we could probably figure out a way to get some sort of low-cost insurance product that may work for you. But every time you make an investment in some insurance product, it comes laden with fees. And I'd like to avoid that. I think you guys are doing what you should be doing right now. It sounds like a really good scenario. If there are other financial obligations or things that come up, I think having that general investment account gives you the ability to tap into that if you'd like. But in reality, I don't see the need for this. I mean, the as-is scenario plus putting some extra money when it comes in into a general investment account and using low-cost index funds, I think you're rocking and rolling. So where are you holding the Roth IRAs right now? What investment company?
They're with Edward Jones.
You have some investment person there?
So our Roth with Edward Jones. The advice was from an insurance company that we just took out some term and life insurance.
Mm-hmm. Any reason why you shouldn't move those Roth IRAs into Vanguard or T. Rowe Price and just, cut out the middleman and have index funds yourself?
Not necessarily, no.
I would do that. Because not that, I don't think anyone's ripping you off at Edward Jones or anything. I'm not suggesting that. I'm just saying that when the easiest way for you to earn more on your money is to put your portfolio on an autopilot mode invest in some index funds, and call it a day. Because I don't see in your scenario that you need some sophisticated portfolio protection or anything like that. I think that you're a pretty straightforward financial couple, meaning that you just want to save and invest for the future, wring out the expenses. And the easiest way to do that is to go to a place where they have index funds and that you can easily manage this yourself. Okay, that's the first Monday in 2022. I hope that was helpful for you. And if you've got a serious financial matter, if you have a not so serious financial matter, Mark and I want to help you out. All you need to do is go to JillOnMoney.com, JillOnMoney.com, click the contact button. While you're there, sign up for our free weekly newsletter. Mark compiles it. It's really great. You know, when you're also on the website, you can get all sorts of content. It's just lined up beautifully. Check it out. And remember that we always encourage you, good times or bad, to try to lift someone up. Grit, growth, grace. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.